This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, I got to get used to it on Fridays. Right? I'm not just your host. I'm your co-host on Fridays. Right? Sonya Smith joins us as she does every Friday. She is my co-host every Friday. She's the one that brings flavor to the show. Well, if I say she brings color to the show, you know what they're going to say, right?
Well, at least you can say flavor.
No, because then I'm going to be, what is that called, cultural appropriation or something like that? Right?
Listen, they would blame that. They would accuse me of that since I don't have my black card anymore. Since I don't vote down racial lines. Yeah, I don't do as I'm told.
Ooh. I can't imagine you ever doing.
No, I was always a problem child.
Yeah, you know.
I was always a problem child, and when I read autobiographies,
wait a minute. I want to make sure I heard that right. You were actually a problem child? I can't imagine.
I was a pleasant child.
Oh, okay.
But I was always looking. Well, I had a crazy household, so what people said. It became very evident early on that what people said was very different from what they did. So I learned early on that just because somebody's saying something doesn't mean it's truth. So I think that's another way, and we were talking before the break about when I was in Hollywood and sort of discovered by being around a bunch of liberals that I don't know what I was, but I knew I wasn't them. And it was very evident during the when Reagan passed away. I started to research Reagan, prompted by their behavior, their awful, ugly behavior, and I found out why they hated him. Totally, his speeches alone would have ticked me off. And then my Democrat mother, diehard Democrat, years later said, "You know what? The best years we ever did financially were during the Reagan years." I'm like, what? You had me believing this guy was the Antichrist. And now, after all these years, after he's been dead for umpteen years, you're going to say, we did the best we ever did under the Reagan years. It's amazing what we have to go through. We're dealing with a psychological disorder when we're dealing with being led by the left. And I'm not kidding by that.
Yeah. Well, I went to an event here locally in town. And there were a lot of the heavy hitters in town. And I was talking with them about, you know, some of them we were making jokes about my show, blah, 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 and all that. It was that all mine. I get a kick out of it, too.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of them are Jewish people, you know, and they've been my friends.
Wow.
And they're friends for years. And one of them specifically said, that's how I know he was listening to the show. He appreciated my comments the other night. I said it again at the beginning of the show. Hamas, the Palestinians, people who support them, are nothing but cowards and supporters of cowards. Anybody who puts their neck on a baby's throat and then cuts its head off is an evil coward. And when you support those things, you're just as sick and demented as they are. Okay? And I have no sympathy for whatever happens to you at that point in time.
Right.
But anyhow, so they were very happy. I took a sympathy. But I said to them, I said, you guys bring this on yourselves. You've been supporting these hospitals. I mean, let's just not be stupid about it. Many Jewish families have means. They work hard. They understand how to make it happen. And they have means by which to support Harvard, to support some of these great colleges and what have you. And I said, you guys do it. You pour money into these organizations that hate you. They're standing there with a noose in their hand. They're standing there with a sword in their hand to take your head off, carve your heart out. And you go, here, do you need more money? That sword looks a little dull. I mean, what is wrong with it? And you know what? The black community does the same thing.
I was going to say, Joe.
Go ahead. Go for it.
We do the same thing. Again, I hearken back to my days of working in Hollywood. You couldn't be around a more self-hating Jewish community than Hollywood. And one day, a very good friend of mine, who happened to be Jewish and gay, said to me, and it's kind of funny because I'm I work in comedy and I think sad things are funny. But he said his grandmother told him, with black people, some people hate black people. He says, but everybody hates the Jews. I was like, wow, what a message to hear from your grandmother at a very young age. Does that explain why Jews, particularly, and I'm just talking in Hollywood, and you're talking about people who support colleges, who support Jew-hating regimes.
You know, a lot of these colleges, what was it, last year or the year before? They started boycotting Israel. They started doing these events.
Right, this isn't new. No. This isn't new behavior.
No, exactly. But those people, with the Jews with money, are still giving money to those colleges.
So,
wait a minute. That money is going to go to another group that is not going to support your people.
So does it come from, like my friend who said, some people hate blacks, but everybody hates the Jews? Is that a way to placate society and to try to be liked? That's a very deep problem. I can't imagine. And blacks do it too, but not to that degree. I mean, yes. Okay,
right.
So
when we come back, we'll talk about self-hating communities when we return. So
black
your co-host, Doug Schmidt, the other co-host, this is a total host. Be back in a few minutes.
I find it interesting.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double check your math too. Oh yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Yeah, go ahead. Make my day. I'm good with that. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Let me bring on my co-host for the night, Sonia Schmidt. She joins us every week and kind of brighten up the situation.
Me?
No, don't. Don't.
Is that what I was supposed to do? You didn't tell me that when you hired me.
Yeah. You had to be the smiler because I don't smile.
No, I just, you know what, things are so crazy, and they have been for quite some time. If you don't laugh, and it is laugh, it's funny in a kind of sick, are working comedy.
Funny in a sick way. I like
in
that.
In a sick way. It really is. I mean, you were talking about Biden earlier. There's a side of me, especially as an elderly person that I am, I want to go, aww.
Isn't that sweet? Look at that old man. He's so cute.
And change his diaper at some point.
Yeah, somebody ought to. Right. Maybe then, that's why he's shuffling. He's afraid he's going to drip out the back or something. I don't know. I'm just saying.
And then on the other hand, I go, this is who's leading our country, the most powerful position in the free world. In a time where he is ushering us into World War III, supported by a lot of people who are incredibly sick. And I'm talking about the left.
Yes.
And I've said this for quite some time. I've been saying this for over 20 years when people are trying to intellectualize and understand the left. And to me, it's kind of like that Chris Rock joke. Where he was talking about white kids killing their families and, you know, their parents, and their people are trying to come up with some sort of explanation, and he goes, ain't there something called sick? You know? Ain't there something called crazy? And that's kind of where I am with this, and I have been for probably 20 years, is the whole environmental movement, which I wrote a book about, and I would say it's probably been about 20 years ago.
It's a good book.
It's a good book. I need to look at it again and make some upgrades. However, I knew then that this was a sick group that had nothing to do with the environment, had nothing to do with the planet, it had nothing to do with saving the world, had everything to do with power and money, and constricting what we can do, and dare I say, losing the middle class. And that's what we're saying now. And thank goodness more people who are smarter than I am, have more of a microphone than I do, are saying it. Because it was very lonely researching and understanding this on my own 20 years ago, a little black woman in her bedroom researching all this stuff. That was quickly getting erased. As fast as I could type it and save it, was as fast as this stuff was getting erased. You think stuff is getting censored and erased from Google and all that? I saw it 20 years ago, and I told people. It's crazy. Ain't there something called crazy?
I'm listening. You're making so much sense, I can't even interrupt you.
No. There is something called crazy. And I've been witnessing it for a long time. And luckily, you know, or unluckily, I could recognize it because I was raised in a crazy household. So I could go, oh, this ain't good. And now that we're at this point where we are literally being being governed by people who are the boss of us, who are incredibly insane. When Tlaib last week took to the microphone and started crying about the poor Hamas people, the Hamas people. That was insane.
Yeah, I agree.
That was insane. There's no other way to look at that.
You won't get an argument from me. I agree. Totally agree. You know? No,
we don't have to be nice about it. We don't have to find out the other side. And I've looked at those. It's very... Well... You know, I've looked at people, I've heard people's comments about how tough it is for the Palestinians, which I hate to even use that term. It's kind of like saying African-American. And, you know, it's like, come on, don't make up something and then, you know, that was... Okay, so how tough it is for them, but I could also hear the president, the first black president for two seasons, whatever you call that,
Two terms,
and his wife say he could pull up into a gas station and be offed because of the skin color. I'm not quoting that verbatim, but that is what he said. That is not the existence of most black people in America.
Thank you. I'm glad you said it.
But if you told somebody that, only because you're black, It gives credibility to it, and now you've got to believe him. So now I got to believe all these stories about the Palestinians coming from somebody who says they're Palestinian, but I'm like, I don't know if you're just as warped as some black people who are saying that in America. This is very, very confusing. All I know is chopping heads off a baby doesn't win you any sympathy cards.
And the proof that you can't justify it is Tlaib would not respond.
Okay? No, she wouldn't. They had to chase her down the hallway.
And not even she could have easily, just as easily said, hey, you know what? That was horrific and disgusting, and it was not the way to do that.
That's not easy for her.
Have a nice day. And she's going to walk away from it.
But you know where she's from.
Oh, I know exactly where she's from.
Right. They have no entrance zones there. So if she had said anything close to that, she could have just said, my sympathies, and walked into the elevator. She didn't have to go far.
You know what? That's a good point. No, that's a very good point.
Because her constituents are radical.
But that would have been too much.
But they don't know how because they don't have to. And to be honest, it's not in their heart. They don't believe it.
No, they're just filled with hate. Look, today there was something up on one of the buildings at George Washington University. Uh-huh. The students were celebrating the Hamas terrorist. They put up a sign that said, glory to our martyrs. Now, I'm sorry, George Washington University, hello. Why would you do that?
Because
right, they had a protest against the Jews, and they put the sign up. God, let that sink in, because we got to go to break. George Washington, hello. You know, George Washington once said,
he
wouldn't believe you could even be a patriot if you didn't believe in God.
They're going to change the name of that.
Insanity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA News update. In Maine, law enforcement is actively pursuing over 500 leads and tips in their ongoing search for Robert Card. The 40-year-old Army reservist is accused of allegedly killing 18 individuals and causing injuries to over a dozen others during a shooting incident at a bowling alley and bar in Lewiston, Maine this past Wednesday. Currently, a shelter-in-place directive remains in force while divers are scouring a nearby river. Fresh explosions have been reported in Gaza following Israeli forces' execution of another ground operation against Hamas. Israel has stated that they employed troops, fighter jets, drones, and armored vehicles to target Hamas installations. The Rangers and Diamondbacks are set to compete for the World Series Championship. Tonight, Texas will play host to Arizona for Game 1 of the Fall Classic at Globe Life Field. The first pitch will be delivered by former President George Bush. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here. Hopefully you're engaged. Hopefully you're paying attention. You're not doing recipes again. Let me bring her on. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. She's my co-host here on Fridays, and I guess you would be a coast host, you know, just
coast along. I'm not coasting. I thought I was going to coast tonight because I'm so exhausted.
Oh, I've been always exhausted and not happy. And
that's so rude of you.
No, and then you come along.
I am very
You come
joyous.
On, and you get that big smile on your face, and you sit up, and you get re-energized.
That's what happens, but before I come on, I've been listening to the news from Friday to Friday. I, do all the work that us women have to do, and by the time I come on, let's face it, I'm exhausted. It's been a rough 20.
That was a very matriarchal comment, you know.
Of course it is. That's what I meant it to be.
Women have to do.
That's
like what? Like I'm sitting on the couch playing video games?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm just saying that emotionally, listen, hearing about World War III breaking out, and I'm a single woman, so...
So you have more room for guns at home.
No, my closet is... Full of shoes. So,
no
so I'm just telling you that what we're hearing and how we're hearing it, and I don't get how liberal women vote for liberal politicians, because I would want somebody who's more conservative, who I feel is more of a protector. But when I hear the stuff that's going on in the news, it's very, very frightening to me. I think as a woman, as a single woman, it hits harder. So by the time I come on Friday night, I'm like, oh, I don't know that I can even talk. So luckily, you know, you energize me.
Well, no, I get the biggest kick. I'm listen to some of this stuff, and I have to go to the different stations. And I always get a big kick. I get a big kick out of when I look at the different headlines, because depending on where you go for headlines, whether it's MSNBC or CNN or what have you, just love it. And I mean, seriously, you read that stuff and you just have to giggle to yourself and say, "Really, guys? Seriously?"
No, I just don't even read it. Now, let me ask you this.
Uh-oh.
In regards to that, my daughter and I have been having this conversation. She's the one that tends to be more left-leaning, and she was talking to me about the poor Palestinians who've been dealing with apartheid and this and that and the other. I don't know. Could be true. But she sends me an article from the Washington Post. What is the history? What is the story on the Washington Post? Are they left, right, fair,
the Washington
factual?
Post? They are so far left, they're going to fall off the planet.
Okay, good.
Okay? And they're known for it. They're owned by, what's his face? Bezos.
Oh!
Did that help? Was that help?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, luckily, I had to subscribe to even read the article, and I wasn't willing to do that, but my guess was that the Washington Post was really slanted towards the left. So, perfect. You just gave me the ammunition I need to go, "I ain't even reading this." Or when I said "ain't" again, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. I isn't going to read the... I isn't going to read this article.
It's just amazing to me when you look at some of this stuff, right? And you say to yourself, people don't want to get informed anymore. You know, somebody sent me a funny meme the other day, and it was do you remember the Dewey Decimal System in the library?
I remember it. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I could use it to save my life, but that's beside the point.
Me either.
I was thinking to myself, remember, you had to go look, and again, I know people are going to say, "Oh, here goes with the old man stuff." No, there's a point here. You had to go look it up. You had to go find those. So, right? So you had to go down aisles. You had to find the books. You had to find the magazines. Then you had to sit down at a big table, those big tables in the library, remember? Lay it all out. You had to go through, read the articles, write down what you write, take notes, what you like, what you didn't like, what page there. So you were amassing, while you were doing this, you're amassing all this knowledge. You're learning how to work through things. You see things that are contradictory, so you go back and check them out. Bottom line with it is, when you wrote about whatever it is you were going to write about, you had a full knowledge of that issue. You had to work through it. You couldn't just Google it and copy it, right?
Yeah, you couldn't cut and paste it, but let me tell you something, Joe.
Uh-oh. Here she goes. Something I'm wrong. Watch. Here we go.
No, I think that you're half right. Because I think when you found it, by the time you Deweyed it, and you went to your desk and you laid it out and you wrote it down, they weren't biased. They weren't politically biased information.
You're exactly right. Yeah, yeah.
So you were getting facts, and that's what my daughter. A couple segments back, we were talking about the news and how our generation could. Someone, even if we had liberal reporters and journalists on the boob tube, they at least reported the news regardless of their personal biases. But nowadays, you have to go several pages. You have to go to a website that doesn't track your information. There's so many different things that you have to do to get a different point of view. Now, all you're getting, I don't care what you Google, you're only getting the left's perspective on things. And I almost can't be mad at people for thinking the things that they do, because it's faith comes by hearing, and what they're hearing is crap. So they have faith in crap.
Yeah, well, you know, again, it's a matter of why aren't, and we have this discussion all the time, why aren't we involved? Why aren't we...
In what?
Parents, aunts, uncles, grandfathers, grandmothers. Now, you are, so you don't want to say we. I'm not talking about you. But why aren't we involved in making sure that our kids, our neighbors' kids when you're with them, your nieces, nephews when you're with them, why aren't we making sure that they know what the truth is?
It's odd because everybody is so biased. Everybody has so dug in. I had some different kids here last Easter. I had a child here who wasn't one of my grandkids. It was a friend of my grandkids. And we talked about Easter and the meaning of it. And I was like fully, I was like, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this. We're talking about the meaning of Christmas because I knew that her parents were not religious. So I could be accused of proselytizing to this kid. So we are just so on edge about everything that we can say. It's almost easier not to say anything that's going to get us in trouble. You know?
I'll give you that one. I just, you know, again, whatever. I always feel that I don't care what the kids think. I really don't. I just don't care what they think about what I have to say. Am I a crazy old grandpa? Am I whatever? Because it's us. How many times have you read a story where a child or somebody has said, you know what, I couldn't stand them, but I did love them. I thought they were a little nuts. But I didn't realize how right my grandparents were. I didn't realize how much my grandmother, you know, sewed into my life until later on.
I agree,
right?
And I'm willing to take those risks in certain situations. My leftist sister, who I talk about on your show
a lot. I know
you
do. Is that her first name or last name, leftist sister?
Her first and her middle and her last name. But she allowed... one of the few times she allowed me to be around her children for presents.
Good for you.
It was during Christmas time. And I noticed that these children, when they prayed, you know, we had everyone pray before they ate, and they prayed to the moon and the sun and the stars. And I was like, whoa, hold on there. Hold on there now.
Wow.
And, so that was one thing. And then we turned on my Christmas lights on the tree, and her kids said something about the fairies and the nymphs coming to turn on the lights. Now, this is during a time when I lived in the ghetto. I was broke poor, okay? And I said, no, we ain't got no fairies. Again with the ain't. Ain't no fairies and nymphs coming on to turn on this. I have to work. I pay the electricity. I plug it in this AC, this outlet here, which charges the lights, which charges the tree. My sister called me that night and gave me what for?
Okay.
About
we
not
have to
allowing
go for
her
a
children.
Break. You know, the one that you love so much. Anyway, be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
What do you say? Where is truth?
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Who doesn't love horns? I love brass. I think it's great. Anyway,
yeah.
Don't you? That is my co-host this evening. Sonya Smith joins us, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Don't you love brass? I mean,
well, what was that guy's name? What's that guy's name in the brass?
That guy. I like that guy.
Tijuana Brass.
Oh, Herb Alpert.
Herb Alpert. He was great.
He was great, wasn't he? Yeah, he was.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, I do like brass.
No. You do like brass. Yeah, and that stuff had a nice, you know, it was good music. Put it that way. It was just good music, period.
Yeah, we were lucky to experience good music and good movies. I will tell you that I have worked my way through all of the new movies. I'm exhausted by it. Last week I talked about a movie called The Blackening that I gave a spoiler alert on. The fact of the bottom line of that movie is there were black people stuck in a haunted house, and they thought they were being accosted by.
When does a haunting movie, you know, a horror movie?
Yeah.
You know the black folks are the first to go, right? We already know that.
Well, that was the whole premise of this. It was all black people. It was all black people. So well, like,
the killer didn't know who to go first, right?
So they made the scary person the white redneck. Okay, so that's who they were afraid of. Guess who the killer happened to turn out to be?
Donald Trump. Oh, I'm sorry.
Black conservative MAGA.
Of course.
Of course.
Well, that only makes sense, doesn't it?
It only makes sense. So I've been watching everything. I finally burnt out on that. And now I'm watching old movies. And I watched an old movie last night in the middle of the night, which is a reason I haven't slept last night. It's called All the King's Men. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great movie. Roderick Crawford played a politician who made a whole arc in his career, very much resembling Trump, by the way. And I bet that's where the left gets their fear or their information about Trump from. But I remember Roderick Crawford from, I think he was in a TV show when we were young. But great actor. It was great. I'm going to try to watch it again tonight. It's a huge arc. It was a really good movie. But, yeah, I would suggest people try to... There was even a point in which he said... So, what happened is he didn't... Okay. He connected with the people, and he said... He called himself a hick. He said, I'm a hick just like you. Like Donald Trump says, I'm one of you. And he says, the reason that they hate me, the reason they're coming after me, and they persecuted this guy, and I forget the name of what they did to Donald Trump. They gave him three of those. Or anyway, they said the reason that they're coming after me is because they hate you. They want to get. Whoa, these are the exact same lines that's going on now. So it's a very interesting movie. If you guys watch All the King's Men, please email or text Joe to let me so I find out what you think.
No problem.
As if you don't have enough. But I found it, I don't know how I survived. I've been watching all of these old movies with Joan Crawford and Barbara Stanwyck. And I'll tell you one thing that I've been noticing is there's a general theme in these old movies where women want their men to be successful, strong, and masculine. And when they don't have that, it's been the theme of a lot of problems in their relationships.
Wait a minute. Successful, strong, and masculine?
Yeah, and if not successful, at least ambitious. And that's the same problem that women are having now, is that the left has told men that they don't want them to be any of those things. They just want them to wear a ponytail and go and get soy in their coffee.
And yet we had that woman, what was it, a couple of months back?
That's right.
She was whining on Instagram.
There ain't
Why
no
are
guys.
All the liberal men?
No guys. And that's what they're going through. So I was just like deformed. A whole group of the masculine culture, the masculine generation. And someone said, I forget who said this, he says, you don't want men, you want defective females. And that's what we've created, is a bunch of defective females.
Wow.
And, so now I'm watching these old movies with Barbara Stanwyck and Betty Davis and strong Joan Crawford, and they're going, no, and it's a big problem in their relationship. You're going, no, you got to step up. So maybe it was a problem then. Maybe that's always been a problem, or maybe it's always been a theme. I don't know. But it ain't new that we want men to be men.
No, and you know what? Somebody put up a picture of, again, I don't keep saying somebody because I don't track this stuff, but, you know, how men dress today and how men dressed back in the 50s.
60s.
And... Yeah, well, yeah, you know what? The men, the true gentlemen, if you would, well-dressed men. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Even the guys that were poor were still well-dressed. They were put together, if you would. And, yeah. You know, now a well-dressed guy's got big holes in his knees of his pants. And
hat turned backwards, sagging. I tell you, I had a blind date with a guy who showed up, and he was sagging. You know what sagging is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so for your audience, that is when your pants are below your butt line. It's the jailhouse look.
Yeah, but it's more than the jailhouse look. It has a connotation to it.
It has a context, that's right.
I'm and available.
It means I'm available to my male counterparts. Wow. This guy seemed like a very nice guy. It was a very nice date. But the minute I saw him walk up sagging, date over.
God.
Who would see that in the 50s? Who would see that in the 60s?
What was he, 12?
No. He was younger than me. I mean, everybody's younger than me. But he should be old enough to know you don't show up for a first date sagging. With an older woman. I mean, that's just stupid.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. That would never have happened in the 50s or the 60s. And one of the movies I was watching the other night, it was Barbara Stanwyck, who's a very strong, she's a very strong presence. She's a very strong voice. She was a journalist in this, that was how she started off in this movie, and she fell in love instantly with Sterling Hayden. And if you guys Google that, very cute. He's very masculine. In fact, he has a very interesting story in the military in real life. Yeah. Very strong looking guy. Very well dressed, the whole bit, but he was kind of he's in the middle of the road. He didn't want to go too far. He wasn't very. And it drove Barbara Stanwyck crazy enough that she ended up shooting everybody. But.
She ended up shooting everybody?
Yeah, she ended up having an affair with his boss who wasn't going to give him, what do you call it? When you give somebody not an award, but when you give them something that boosts their job, but he wasn't really, he didn't really try for it. He wasn't doing his thing to get accomplished. He just wasn't that guy. He was like, but he was a nice guy. He said, listen, I just want to have enough so we can be happy and have a house and we can be together and I just love you. And she was like, with that Barbara Stanwyck voice, she was like, I need you to step it up. And he didn't do it. So she ended up shooting his boss, who was played by Raymond Burr, by the way. She ended up shooting him. And
I like Raymond Burr. My wife likes him. She said something one night about him, and I said, that guy had to hide the fact that he was gay. And she looked at me like, what?
She didn't know?
I said, you didn't know he was gay? He's gay. She goes, why do you do that to me?
And I
don't know.
There's some people that I just don't want to know. I wasn't bothered by Raymond Burr. But I was watching the love scene that he did with Barbara Streisand, and I was like, okay, he pulled it off. All right. But in those days, it was just it wasn't anything hot, too hot and heavy. But yeah, Raymond Burr, gay as the day's live, you know?
Oh, yeah, no, again, you look at all those old movies, you look at, and they make fun of us, but the reality is it's not. We're not looking for the days of old. Whenever I say I'm looking to get America back the way it was, I would love to get back to, the 50s and 60s and the way people felt about the country, moral values and so forth. And you know what the first word that comes out of their mouth most of the time? Oh, so you want to get back to slavery.
Slavery.
Remember, women were second-class citizens.
Slavery.
I said, wait a minute.
What?
I didn't think
How did they jump there? But they're stupid.
I'm sorry. You actually have to ask how they jumped there? Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
But it's such a disservice to us and to them so that we can't have this conversation. That's what MAGA meant to them. When they heard Make America Great Again, they heard Make America Slavery Again, slave times again.
We're at it. We're at the end. We're done. You can go eat now.
I can make my turkey sausage and eggs.
Go away, turkey sausage. Thank you, Sonya. God bless. Thanks for being with me every Friday, people. That's where she's at. She's right here. You can check her out.